Hey mama, do you ever doubt yourself as a mom, a wife, or even a follower of Jesus? Sometimes I wonder if what I do each and every day is enough. Am I enough? Do I love my kids the right way? Am I enough for my husband? Did I do enough today to make up for the mom guilt that I feel? This episode is for the moms, the ones who feel pulled, split between motherhood and work, whether that work be inside the home or outside the home. Mama, stop questioning if you are enough and do these four things instead. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so blessed to be here with you today. This show is fitting, in my opinion, to kick off for the first day of May, which is when this is being aired. And the month of May is when we celebrate Mother's Day, right? So I want to use this show as encouragement to you, mamas, for you, mamas, about how you can stand confident in Christ and that by being faithful and striving for faithfulness instead of perfection, you can find peace. And you can find comfort in knowing that God's grace is sufficient and is enough. And because of that, because you have received His grace, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose for you because you are a sinner and you need His grace, that you can be at peace because of that. So today, Mama, I want to share with you four things that you can be doing to be faithful in your everyday walk with Christ, faithful for your family and to your husband as well. So if you have your Bible with you, open up your Bible to the book of Titus. We're going to go visit chapter 2. And if any of you have read Titus 2 before, you know probably right where I'm going, specifically to verses 3 through 5. Now, before I read this verse, I just want to share with you that when I first came home a couple years, well, gosh, I guess it's been 4 years now. Are my kids that old? Yeah. when I first came home from full-time work to part-time and office work, from full-time to part-time and office work, I remember feeling so lost. I did not really know how to deal with my life because when I worked full-time, I had such little time with my children that I just crammed everything I possibly could. And then what I couldn't physically do just didn't get done, period. But when you're home, at least part of the time, all of a sudden you have some time. And you know you should be using it wisely, but without direction or without the ability to do it without interruption, which is, you don't get that when you're at home, especially when kids are home, it can be a little confusing. And so I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord earnestly and eagerly. I mean, every minute of the day, I was listening to scripture, studying scripture, reading about scripture, trying to figure out, okay, Lord, what do you expect of me as a mom, as a wife? How do I please you? What do you want? And so I found a book that I had purchased many years ago from a church when we lived up in Indianapolis, and it was about how to become the Titus 2 woman. And so this verse, ladies, is just an incredible verse, and this is where we're going to grab our four really biblical principles on four areas we can be faithful in our pursuit of sanctification. So let's, again, look at Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. And we'll start at verse 3. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way that they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malalign the word of God. Heavenly Father, Lord, I praise you and I thank you. I thank you for each and every woman, Lord, that you have brought to this podcast. Let them know, Lord, that they are beautifully created in your image, that you made them, that you love them, and that you are always kind to them. And despite the fallen nature of this world, Lord, they are yours. And by the blood of Jesus, by your grace through faith, we are yours. All right, ladies. So let's start with the first way that you can be faithful in being a mother and a wife. And that's going to jump to verse 4, where they talk about older women teaching younger women to love their husbands and their children. So ladies, my question for you is, do your priorities reflect where your love is? Your priorities should reflect God, then your husband, then your children, then work or hobbies, friends, and at the very bottom should be like social media. Sometimes we allow our own expectations and agendas that we have for our life, or even just the day, to overshadow the mission of bearing the image of Christ to our own husbands and to our children right in front of us, who God has placed right in front of us. So ladies, prioritize intentional time with your husband and with your children. I mean, literally, my husband and I sit down on the calendar and we say, okay, here's the month. Where are we going to put in a date night? We know we need time with each other. And I look at the calendar and I say, okay, where do I get individual time with one of my kiddos? Where do I get individual time with another? Maybe you have multiple kids and you can't do individual time, but you can still do quality time. Make it a priority. Maybe you can ask them what are some things that you do that makes them feel loved. And then commit to telling them one thing that you're thankful for about them. Try to do that each day, just one. And you might find that some bitter attitudes maybe that you're harboring, like, I don't know, when your husband leaves his laundry right next to the laundry hamper, but like doesn't actually put it in there, those start to diminish as you focus on the gratitude for your family and you're making intentional time to connect, because we are relational beings. Our God is a relational God. He seeks relationship with us and he wants us to have a relationship with him. And when we bear Christ's image to other people, we are to be relational with them. So put your phone down and go connect with your husband and with your children. Second way that we can be faithful as mothers in Christ comes from verse 5, to be self-controlled and pure. Ladies, are you practicing self-control with your emotions? This is where the Lord convicted me. He may be using this verse to convict you in a different way, but for me, it was with my emotions. Not only my emotions, but self-control of my emotions, the way I'm acting and reacting to people, but also the way I was guarding my heart and my mind. Am I focusing and thinking on things that are lovely, true, pure? Or am I allowing external influences to disturb my peace, to work their way in, to create spirits of discontentment in my life, my expectations, spirits of lust? I mean, have you been watching or reading something that you know is not appropriate? Or even spirits of pride, of self-righteousness. And that can happen, ladies, when we do not seek a consistent relationship with the Lord. As we are in the Word daily and we're renewing our minds daily, ladies, we can be filled with the Spirit and receive His gift of self-control. And when we have that gift of self-control, we can practice purity. It's all a part of sanctification. First is love your husbands and your children. Second, to be self-controlled and pure. Second part of verse 5 here is to be busy at home and to be kind. That's going to be number 3 for us. Busy in the home and kind. Ladies, are we intentional about making our homes a sanctuary for our families? And are we intentional about showing kindness and grace even when our husbands may not deserve it, in our opinion, or even when our kids are on our last nerve? Are we still kind? Are we speaking love? Are we speaking the truth in love? You know, we can still be firm, but still also show love to the individual, right? When I talk about making your home a sanctuary for your family, I don't mean like Instagram picture perfect. I don't mean spotless or picked up or whatever. Your homes are lived in, ladies. Like, life happens. You're not going to be able to keep them completely perfect unless you're paying somebody to do it, or that's all you do every day. And even then, like, they're not going to look perfect. But you can pick them up to help create a sense of serenity in your home. I know that I feel less stressed when things are cleaned. And in fact, if my space is untidy, that usually means that my mental space is not tidy, that it's all over the place. And so I have been able to implement some tidy cues that I learned from some gals who also have podcasts on here. Some tidy cues after messes that are made. So like there's a tidy cue in the morning after dishes to try to wrap up breakfast dishes. That's one I'm still working on because I don't always get breakfast dishes taken care of before I can run out the door in the morning. But at least when I get home, like during homework time, I can tidy up the kitchen and prep dinner. And then after dinner time, I can bring my boys in and the family in and say, okay, we're going to do 15 minutes of pickup and just tidy the home. It doesn't have to all be on you. But I know that my home feels more like a serene place when things are tidy. And my husband does too. When he comes home from work, he'll tell me a clean kitchen, walking through the door into a clean kitchen, or at least a cleared off counter, makes him feel relaxed. And it makes him want to be home. So are you being intentional about making your home a sanctuary for your family, a place of peace, of safety, of nurturing and encouragement, and also guidance? That doesn't mean everything's hunky-dory. I mean, the parenting comes with discipline, right? that has to happen, but with self-control, you know, you can do it in a way that glorifies God. Another really easy way that you can help make your home a sanctuary is using calming essential oils and diffusing them in your home, just to kind of help ease emotions and anxieties maybe that have been brought home from school that day by your kiddos, or through the door for your husband, or even just for your own nerves during the day. Like, we've talked about essential oils and emotions in this podcast up and down and all over, and we will continue to, because they are extremely helpful in grounding you so that you can connect back to God and focus yourself back on Him. The fourth way I want to encourage you today, mamas, in being faithful comes in the last part of verse 5. So we talked about being busy at the home and to be kind. And this last part says, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God, or malign the word of God. Ladies, we are to be subject to our husbands so that no one will malign the word of God. And subject and submission is a topic that in the past for churches have been really touchy, especially when the feminist movement kind of took off. And I'm not here to get political about anything, but I do want to be clear that God designed the family for husbands to be the head of the household. That doesn't mean that wives are a doormat by any means. I mean, if you haven't picked up already, I'm, you know, attorney by trade. I have a very strong personality. But one thing that our pastor told us in marriage counseling was, you know, hey, Kristen, if you want your husband to be the leader, if you want him to be the head of the household, then you have to let him. Don't speak for him. When someone asks you both a question, pause, count to 10, make it awkward. So he has to speak. Give him the opportunity. I realized that I was passively emasculating my husband because my strong personality was just all over the place. Now, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't have a personality, right? I definitely do. I hope it's at least entertaining for you here on the podcast. But what I'm saying is that the Lord has been working in my heart to submit to my husband in ways that I used to not. And it has been beautiful, the way that the Lord has been working in my heart and also in my husband's, as he's taken more and more leadership roles in my family because I let him, and also because I support him in doing that. I do have more time to plan out and pick out Bible study materials just different, you know, prayer materials, et cetera, things we want to work on our children. I have time to do that. But then I give it to him to facilitate. And so that's being modeled for our boys, that leadership there. And so, ladies, be subject to your husbands. Don't nag on them. If your husbands are not asking you or causing you to sin, then they get the final say. And some of you may have different opinions on that, but that's a whole episode. Another episode, maybe for a different podcast. I don't know. But we can glorify God when we follow His design. And part of that is letting your husband being the head of the household. So mamas, at the end of the day, we're not called to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect in all of these four categories here, but we can be faithful. And being faithful in these just means that we are actively seeking God in each of these areas in our life. And we are praying and reading His word to learn and to know how he wants to transform us, to invite the Holy Spirit in for that full heart transformation from an old creation to a new creation. Because he will, if you ask him and you let him into your heart, he will do it. The Spirit will do it because I've seen it in myself and I've seen it in my husband. And I'm not saying that this is easy, ladies. I get it. I share these things with you today because I have walked in them, Mama. And I see you. I see you struggling. I see you struggling to keep composure under the pressure, struggling to keep going even though you don't feel seen or appreciated. Maybe you're constantly worrying about being enough and doing enough, just like we talked about today. I mean, I remember when I would come home so overwhelmed with all of the things that I was just juggling, wanting to be a good wife, keeping up with the house, being a good mom, spending enough time with my kids, but also working to contribute to the household while also trying not to lose myself as an individual, as a person, consumed by just trying to meet everybody else's needs. And when that happens to me, when I'm overwhelmed, I would shut down, just shut down. I lost my temper, lost my patience, lost my motivation to do anything. And at that point, I just went right into the void of distraction, just to numb the worry, whether it be through food, Facebook scrolling, Instagram, Netflix, anything that I could do to just kind of get my mind off or distract myself of all the things that I couldn't do the way that I wanted to do or that weren't going the way that I wanted. Mama, I want you to know that you don't have to hide from your life anymore. There is a way that you can manage your stress in the moment without retreating into distraction, that you can be faithful and glorify God. And so I want to invite you to a free live workshop on May 22nd, where you can come and you can learn how you can use God's word and essential oils together to stand your ground in that spiritual battle taking place in your mental space. Because that's what it comes down to. And I've learned how to use essential oils as sensory anchors to help keep me focused on God's word. And I've been incorporating the simple solution into my day-to-day life for years now. I no longer retreat when I become overwhelmed. And that doesn't mean I don't ever get overwhelmed, because I do. But instead, I can face it head on. I can recognize it and I can stand my ground, knowing that as a daughter of the King, I can glorify God despite my circumstances and despite the stress of my day, that I no longer need to retreat from my life, but I can be fully present with my family, with my husband, and I can embrace the challenges of motherhood and living in this fallen world. So Mama, I invite you to come right now to stresslessworkshop.gr-site.com. That's stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, less, L-E-S-S, workshop, workshop.gr-site.com. And just see if maybe this workshop is the answer that you've been praying for. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.